The rise of Scandinavian kingship was not a sudden event, nor was it the simple story of ambitious warriors placing crowns upon their own heads. It was a long and uneven transformation that stretched across the late Viking Age and into the early Middle Ages, reshaping the political world of the North from a landscape of local chieftains, clan leaders, regional assemblies, and sea kings into the more recognizable kingdoms of Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. Before royal authority became institutional, kingship in Scandinavia was personal, fragile, and often temporary. A king ruled because he could attract followers, reward warriors, command ships, negotiate with powerful families, and claim descent from sacred or heroic ancestors. His power was measured not only in land, but in loyalty, reputation, wealth, and the ability to survive the rivalries that constantly threatened his position. In the earliest Scandinavian political world, power was scattered across farms, fjords, islands, trading centers, and regional territories. Authority began close to the household, with prosperous farmers and local elites exercising influence over dependents, kin, and neighbors. Wealth came from cattle, grain, fishing, iron production, craftwork, and trade, but it also came from raiding, tribute, and overseas ventures. Those who could organize men for war or profit became increasingly important. The chieftain, rather than the bureaucratic ruler, was the central political figure. He was expected to host feasts, give gifts, settle disputes, lead expeditions, maintain honor, and protect the interests of his people. His hall was not merely a residence, it was a stage on which power was displayed, remembered, and renewed. In that hall, drinking, oath-taking, storytelling, and gift-giving transformed material wealth into social obligation. Because authority rested on relationships, burly kingship was deeply competitive. A ruler could not simply command obedience because he possessed a royal title. He had to perform kingship constantly. He had to win battles, distribute silver, marry strategically, sponsor cultic rituals, and prove that following him brought advantage. This explains why early Scandinavian kings often appear in the sources as mobile figures. They traveled between regions, gathered support, visited assemblies, demanded tribute, and led fleets beyond their homelands. Their authority was not always fixed to a capital or permanent administrative center. Instead, it moved through networks of loyalty and intimidation. In a world where honor mattered and violence remained a legitimate political instrument, kingship depended on presence. An absent king risked becoming a forgotten king, and a forgotten king could quickly become a dead one. The transformation from chieftainship to kingship was closely tied to the growth of wealth during the 8th, 9th, and 10th centuries. The expansion of Scandinavian trade and raiding connected the North to the wider economies of the Frankish Empire, the British Isles, the Baltic, the Slavic world, the Byzantine Empire, and the Islamic Caliphates. Silver flowed into Scandinavia in enormous quantities, especially through eastern trade routes that carried dirhams from the Islamic world into the Baltic and beyond. This influx of portable wealth changed the political possibilities available to ambitious leaders. Silver could be cut, weighed, gifted, buried, displayed, and exchanged. It could pay warriors, purchase alliances, and turn a local leader into a regional power. Kingship grew stronger when rulers gained access to resources beyond the limits of ordinary agriculture. Raiding also played a critical role in the rise of kingship. The Viking raid was not only an act of violence, it was a political mechanism. A leader who could organize ships and men, choose profitable targets, and return with treasure gained prestige. Success abroad strengthened authority at home. Warriors followed men who could enrich them, and families supported leaders whose victories raised the status of their kin. Over time, large-scale raiding required coordination beyond the capacity of small local groups.